This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's at 1:34 here on CCO. The great Patrick Roycey is kind enough to join us the day after the Turkey of the Year Award returned its new version. We'll get to that in moments. Patrick is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. By the time we get to Sunday night at 8 o'clock for the final episode of The Undoing, will you be up to speed?
We probably can't. Some people probably missed week five, so we don't know the shocking end, though, of episode five, if you haven't watched it. But let me tell you something. I drive my wife crazy because from, like, the first 5 minutes of one of these things, I'm trying to figure out who done it, you know?
Yes, same.
And while I did not flat out state that person that we now suspect was one of the things, I did hint in about the middle of episode four, I'm wondering about this guy, you know? I don't want to give it away, but there's nothing happening now that... Of course, I did send out on Twitter after episode three.
Yes,
Nicole Kidman did it because I knew everybody would say, "No, she didn't do it. Somebody else did it."
Yes.
But it's really good. I got into it late, and it's really good.
Yeah, I saw a couple previews, recorded it, and kind of forgot, and then we started. Then we watched the first one, liked it. And then watch the next two, and now caught up. I think the clue we had at the end of last week is too obvious, so
yes.
I'm now eliminating him. So
he's
out for me.
Yeah, I think so too, because that's probably out. But then the indication are we might be back to the original suspect, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway. It'll be fun, though. It'll be something for the bride and I to watch together. So isn't a whole lot of that, so that's good.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to say Dad and the friend are somehow tied to this. Dad and the friend, they are either together or independently. She for sure had an affair with him. I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to find out about that. The Sylvia... And Jonathan threw down a little bit.
I want to throw something at you, though. I've been thinking about this. After we mutilated her face to that point.
Yep.
Any possibility she's out there running around someplace?
Well, that is interesting because I keep going back to the title, The Undoing.
Yes.
You know, it's just going to completely... throw us up. And what if she comes back wearing one of Nicole's 747 jackets that she has?
Yes, that's true. That's true. I got to say one thing. Nicole, I looked her up. She's 53 now. And getting away from Tom Cruise has done her wonder. She looks pretty.
Excellent.
She's well-preserved at age 53, I'll say that.
She's looking
very good. And I would like her to get a haircut, but I guess that's not going to happen.
I think they must have found the kid, and he had the curly hair and said, Nicole, you guys don't look alike at all, so let's curl up that hair a little bit. And she definitely is well-preserved, but I think she's also visited the Botox bar maybe right on the edge, Patrick. It's right on the edge. But now she's about to be in this Meryl Streep movie. Have you seen the previews for this, The Prom?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Streep, Kidman, James Corden, all about, you know, it looks like some version of The Prom was shut down and they're coming back to bring it together. But, I mean, Kidman's turned out to have an amazing career, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. But here's the deal. I was just thinking, Chad, though, isn't it sad that TV has become so much of finding a TV series to kill time during this damn thing drives me nuts. Is there anything? I knew I was in trouble about 3 weeks ago when I watched a two-hour documentary on a guy who was a psychic from Puerto Rico who became very famous. He looked like, he dressed like Liberace, so that hooked me in eventually. But I said, I just wasted 2 hours watching a Puerto Rican psychic. It's a bad time in our lives. There's no doubt about it.
This has showed how resolute you've been with the treatment, that you've never wavered once a bit when we've all been stuck in our house over over.
That is true. When was I was threatening to drink on election night, but I hung in there and didn't.
Yeah.
The early returns. I got to say one thing I found out about the turkeys. There's no humorous satire allowed anymore in American politics. It's unbelievable. Right. I've never seen anything like, we used to have a little fun with it. Now you can't have any fun with it. So
it's over. You're right, because I've certainly had fun at the Trumpster's expense. But, I mean, Uncle Sleepy Joe is going to give us plenty of material, too.
And, oh, yes.
And if I poke fun at Joe, I then get 700 responses. Well, Trump did this and Trump did that. And I'm like, could you go back to my previous 17 tweets when I was making fun of him? It's like, you can laugh a little bit. You can poke at both of them. And I did. I saw your tweet. And then I went online to the Star Tribune comments, and it just, political uproar broke out. It's like, we can't do it.
And here's the deal. If you look, I didn't look through all of them, but I looked through a sample. There was 400 last time I looked. But it's 14 guys calling each other names. The Star Tribune can't celebrate that they had 400 commenters because it was 14.
That's right.
They end up calling each other names. That number is, there aren't bots in there, but there are buttheads, that's for sure.
They're very similar, too, by the way. Yeah. Distinguishing them is not easy. Okay, so when did you decide that the year was just too disastrous and bizarre that you had to do it again?
I got Chris Carr's the sports editor here now, and he likes it a lot. And he likes it a lot. And he was not thrilled when I killed it off last year. Because I just wanted to get out from under. It turned into this monster that it was never intended to be. But then I know I wrote it and I overstated it, but I actually was getting emails and people who know my, you know, text and phone number. And again, you got to have one this year of all years, you know. So I guess a couple of weeks ago I said, okay, I'll come up with something, but I didn't. You know, I didn't really know where I was going right away, except Mark Coyle made himself a pretty strong candidate by, you know what I found out today, I guess, from a friend of mine. So we're in this tight budget, right, at the university, and we killed the eight-player tennis team that spent $770,000. You know that our football team, the Golden Gophers, before a important pandemic game against Purdue and everybody else, they stay at the Westin?
Really?
Yeah, we put our football team on the night before the game in the Westin. Now, I'm sure the Westin is cutting them a break, but, you know, let's say it's a normal season and sometimes you got eight home games. You can pay for half the tennis program, can't you?
Right.
The Westin. Well, not, you know, Ray Christensen for 100 years, when he worked for CCO, to save his meal money, he used to stay at the student union when he was on the road. Why can't we put the guys in the student union? I mean, God almighty, what is this? It's ridiculous.
I have another idea where they can stay. Their place on campus.
Yeah.
Just two blocks from the facility. I mean, stay there.
That's right. So you can't trust them? Is that the idea? You can't, if you got it. And this is for a home game. You know, road, I think they travel like 70 or something. But for a home game, there's going to be 100 guys. You know, so 50 rooms and then the suites for the suite for the head coach. It's ridiculous. That's the way we operate now. $38 million last year. I know that allegedly the football program makes 63 when it takes its cut of the Big Ten money and stuff like that, because you give them all the credit for the money for that. But last year they spent $38 million. You don't have to spend $38 million to have a winning football program.
That's,
I don't think,
crazy.
I didn't
think Coyle was going to be Maturi, okay, where Maturi felt like it was beholden upon him if he had to drive overnight through a snowstorm to see the volleyball team play against Penn State, he was going to do it. But I don't know him very well. I've interviewed him a little bit. I just thought he would rally behind the non-revenue program stronger, including where when you add up the money, it just doesn't add up to anything. It just doesn't.
You're losing $75 million, and we're saving $2 million by getting rid of 3 sports. It's just I don't know. I just don't understand it. You got to go out and beat a lot of people up, and nickel and dime in this. It's like trying to get rid of 20 athletes to give your Title IX thing better, and even everybody in the women's department said Title IX is not a problem. So anyway.
Patrick Royce is with us. We're talking about Turkey of the Year. Okay, among the other folks that you listed, I'll run through it here. Beasley, Twins, Zim, Marlene Stallings, that's an excellent one. A Basketball Power Index, Abundance of Caution, Reinsdorf, and Def. Which one received the most reaction, either from comments or people close to you reaching out to you?
There was some thought that the Twins should get more credit for the 18 postseason losses in a row, because it is historic and mathematically impossible.
Basically. It's impossible.
It is. So that was one. There's a lot of stuff in there. I just kind of cruise through things that annoyed me more than anything. I didn't really try to come up with everybody who. See, this thing got away from me 15 years ago when people thought it should be accurate, that it should be an accurate reflection. It's fun, it's satire, it got away from me, it's all, Glenn Taylor doesn't win it because he owns the Star Tribune. Well,
right.
That's not the reason. Timberwolves have gotten to a point that are not worth chiding anymore. Although
acknowledging.
I do like the Malik Beasley. I haven't laughed as robustly as I have in a long time when I saw in the strip report that they had rules written downstairs next to the marijuana stash of where it could be smoked. You know, I'm pro marijuana. I have no problem with marijuana.
Right.
But I didn't think that was when the cops uncovered that one. That one was, I got a big kick out of that one.
I got to be honest, if you have that much, I think the whole house has to be a place where you could smoke, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So it was, it is, you got to cover that league for quite a while, man, and it was goofy when you covered it, but it is goofier than ever. This whole idea of, we got to do all these things for Cat. To make sure that he's happy here, he's making $190 million, and he gives you about a half an effort about every other game. That drives me nuts, this idea that, how can we show him how we really appreciate him? By paying him $190 million, that's how we can show him.
And it's the truth. I mean, everything I hear behind the scenes, Patrick, it is one focus. It's him. It is all about him, including the Ricky move, right? Including that, because, I mean, anybody's paying attention knows that there are multiple upper-level players away from still playing meaningful basketball. Meaningful basketball to me is the second round, right? 16 teams make the first round. That's more than half. And so if out of the 17th pick you can take some guy who you think 2 years from now has a chance to really be a factor, then you got to do it. But they're so worried about upsetting Carl, and Carl needs to see somebody right away. And to be honest, you know, he wasn't even there half the time they were working out. I mean,
here's bragging about it on
Instagram.
Here's the other thing. We already got his best friend to be the point guard, right? Or second best. I don't know. We'll have to ask him. Is Devin Booker a better friend or is D'Angelo? Which one is it? But we already got his best friend to be the point guard. And I like Ricky, and that's fine. I don't have any problem getting Ricky because you got rid of James Johnson. But as you point out, you also gave up something to do it. But the idea that I'm going to go get Ricky because Carl wants him drives me nuts. So.
Here's another one I need you to help me out on. As I'm shopping this week for the second or third time, I'm at Lund's, and I cannot find the cocktail sauce with horseradish in it. Where in the hell did that go?
I don't know. I actually was looking at that the other day for myself. And the other one that bothers me is what's the mustard with the mayonnaise that kind of has the mustard thing?
Yeah, that one.
What is that one? I mean, I've been looking all over for that dang thing and can't find it. By the way, I got a check. I drove by the Lund's. My Lund's that your dad and I went to for 30 years together.
Forever.
And it was closed at 8:30 this morning. What the heck?
What?
I don't know. I hope they didn't get a positive something or nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and the thing about
my father.
It
used to always be fun to walk in there after your dad had been there a half hour earlier.
Oh, God, yeah.
I included that in one of the things I wrote about him was when one of the, you know, back in the days when they were at union people and the same people were in there all the time. And this young lady, this woman, not young, she was been there forever, said to me, your buddy was just in here. And I said, did he tell you what a fine job you were doing? And she said, no, he told me to hurry up. Like he always said.
Correct. Patience, one of his strengths.
I got to tell you this about your dad. People, you know, are talking, saying there'll never be another one like him and like that in the impatient meter. And I said, when you say there'll never be another one like him, you're going back to primitive man walking bent over with a club. Those guys weren't as impatient as him. Those guys said, I'm not going to chase that dinosaur. I'm going to wait for the next one or something.
Correct.
They were, your dad was, he was number one in the impatient category. There's no doubt about that.
My last one that I could fly because I'm late. When we showed up for Quentin's 17th birthday and ran into horrible traffic at Murray's, and he already ate the meal and he's looking at us now. We got to go. I'm like, it's Q's birthday. I got to get to the game, he's telling me. Yeah. One of the 747,000 games you've attended, but you've got to see it. That's it.
He already finished it. Quentin, nice seeing you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. This is exactly right. I got to fly.
All right.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Don't make fun of Trump, even in an acronym. That's my advice to you.
That's true. Exactly. Goodbye. Thanks, man. Patrick Royce, if you missed the Turkey of the Year, you shouldn't have, but go ahead and check it out. StarTribune.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.